Hey there, thank you for tuning in. You know where you are because you're hearing my voice, your host, Brandy J, and my show. Yes, this is Voices of Courage. And I am very, very, very appreciative every time you choose to tune in to listen to me. And once again, thank you. Let's jump right in this and begin this. Today, ladies and gents, we are discussing character. We are discussing the things that shape and make a person whom they are. Because we all know, intelligent people know, right, that it's not color that does that, you know? So let's talk about the things that truly, you know, truly is what a person is built on or not. How they view life, how they treat others, how they live their life. And these are just some of them. And then ask yourself, if you'd like afterwards, do these things matter to you? Do you hold these values? Are you this person? And then think about your children when it comes to these things. Would you expect someone to treat your children with these same values? I would hope so. I would think so. If you love your children, right? And what about yourself? Do you just accept how one chooses to treat you or view you and hold them up with no accountability? I mean, these are just questions. But let's go ahead and talk about them. Being respectful. Now that right there has something that has been lacked by way too many. And let me make this very clear. Children don't just pop out being disrespectful. It's learned. So if you got disrespectful children, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. So therefore, what are we saying? How dare people go hard on our youth and our children and expecting things and telling them how this and that should be, but yet you turn around and show the most ugliest sides of a person that can even be when you spew off at the mouth at someone because whatever you're pissed off about or whatever you feel you can do because whom you are, what color you are, and what color they are, as you expect your children to be something that you clearly are not displaying yourselves. So I ask, do we purposely want disrespectful children? Yeah. So respect is a big issue because respect kind of just covers, it's all around, covers shit, damn near covers everything that's going on in the world today, because if you add respect to it, then shit, it would shut down everything that this world basically stands on and stands for. So everybody can take some very good lessons on respect, because if you request it and you want it, common sense, ding, 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 you should be giving it, because if you're not, you damn sure don't deserve it, ding, 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 and you're not gonna get it, and if you think you are, it's false. And see, this is the thing, people aren't that bright, because I'll be damned, I wouldn't want someone to respect me out of fear, because that's not respect, ding, 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 that's fear. And someone that doesn't respect you, just fears you, you can't trust them. So therefore, We really, 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 really need to start honing in on that, the meaning of respect. Because when you don't get respect the humane way, and it's by what you have and who you are, then you're just surrounded by people that don't even like you. You guys don't even like each other. You just deal with each other because of a status or what you have or what you can do. And so basically, you're amongst people that you can't trust. Who wants to live in a society like that? A society of fucking fake, low self-esteemed individuals. Yeah, that's what that is. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. And none of it is genuine. So who can you really call a good friend? No one's genuine. If that's how people look at you and that's who you associate yourself with, you're just a bunch of people that only are around each other just because of who you are and your status. That means it's, if that status were to go away or something were to happen, then those people would not be there for you. So how rich is that? Let's get some self-esteem, people, and start putting ourselves around people that actually care about us. And let's start earning respect. Sheesh. Being empathetic. Another thing that's lacked here in this damn world. Empathy. Being able to care, to understand, to have these feelings for others and what they go through. It's like putting yourself in their shoes, actually being concerned and having a heart for them, not looking down upon them in their struggle because of who they are. That's why they're struggling. Because see, the people that are in those positions where they're only there because of who they know, what they have, and all that stuff, don't really value. They don't even have empathy. So they can't really be supportive of one another and their real lives and what goes on when it deals with pain and hurt and sadness. That stuff, that real stuff that goes on with everybody. Everybody. So like, who do you go to? Who do you turn to? Because those people don't give a shit about you. You know? Empathy is when you don't want to see people that can't feed their families or themselves, and that bothers you. It bothers you that people are in pain and are being denied medical care for no apparent reason. Because of money? Like I said, no apparent reason. That's just something that should be given. So, I say to you, where's that empathy at? Anybody out there struggling? No health care? Why? Why is it? Yeah. Because see, the ones that have it, because you fit the bill, you qualified because of, not because of who you are. So you probably don't feel the same. Maybe some. If it don't apply, let it fly. If it fits, wear it, zip it up. Don't take it off until you understand what this means here, because it could be you. And then when you're asked out, oh, poor you. Well, treat people how you want to be treated. But for ones, a lot of people that don't have those issues like to make it as if, well, you should this, you should that. No, you should be quiet, for God, he giveth and he taketh, and then your ass is grass too. Watch it. And remember this, you never know when you're entertaining the angels. So, well, yeah, you should probably be careful how you treat people, you know? Yeah, you really should. Being kind is not hard to do. This is the thing that trips me out, right? For the ones that just have it all. The financial stuff. Because just because you're financially, you know, rich and got everything, don't mean you're a great person. Don't mean you got shit, really. It just means that you have tangible things with no character or any type of personality and, you know, stuff that makes a person that you can stand behind something of value. You know? But people that have everything and are just so rich, Why so freaking rude and mean? We'll leave that one to ponder. Think about it now. Why are those ones that are so unkind? What's up with that? Are you supposed to be happy? Yep. Figure that one out. Being honest. I mean, if what you're standing for and what you are about, if you can't be honest about it, and you're lying, get your ass up out of here and stop trying to be somebody that is, trying to make a change in the world. Because if it's not honest, rocket science, it's a lie. And if it's a lie, then it ain't honest. So therefore, it shouldn't take a bunch of geniuses to come together to say, hey, maybe we shouldn't, you know, deal with this person because what everything they're saying, obviously, is not true. So why would I believe them? Just saying. Message. You know, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break because we're going to jump into this next one, too. You guys, you know, do what you want. Go far. Don't go far. But I would, you know, come back if I were you because, hey, I do this for you. And a lot of other people, too. So, this is Brandy, Voices of Courage. Be back. I did a piece on here on this platform the other day that held a lot of substance and spoke of the opposite of what been going on. Speaking on character and truth and honesty and ethics, the things that people, if you look into that, you just start to really hold yourself accountable and see things for what it is. It disappeared. I recorded another one right now that was of substance, and it spoke about honesty, justice, and unity, and equality. Just speaking on what those things mean. And if we had them, how awesome things, how much better things would be, and how, why don't we have them? And it's not a blame game or anything that has to do with, well, because they don't want it. It's none of that. It's just the simple fact is asking yourselves these questions and really speaking on these things that makes a person who they are. You can't have any of these things here, equality and justice or any of these things, if there's any dishonesty or unethical, unlogical, untruth, or any of that, they won't exist. And guess what? It just disappeared. Thank you, though, for being great listeners. And if this is where we're at right now, where we can't even say what we want to say because we all know what the First Amendment is, but yet it's still being overlooked and disrespected. Those words lack. So what are we doing here? To whomever is accountable, is this what we're doing now? I think he once again, though, answer that.